I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 12th. Quincy City Council President Ian Kane says he'll be engaging in further discussions with his colleagues on the City Council regarding the proposed statues for the new police station. In a statement, Kane says he has received a number of comments and concerns regarding the planned 10-foot bronze statues of St. Michael and St. Florian at a cost of $850,000. Kane acknowledges that the images have a long-standing association with police officers and firefighters, and also acknowledges the questions raised over whether religious symbols belong on public buildings. Kane says public art should reflect the values of the entire community, and also says it's fair to ask whether this expenditure is the best use of taxpayer dollars at this time. Kane says he will be in discussions with city councilors and city leadership to determine whether adjustments should be made to the plans. Quincy officials are implementing some changes to money management following the indictment of former Elder Services Director Tom Clasby for embezzling at least $120,000. Mayor Thomas Koch says departments are now required to turn over cash and checks to the treasurer whenever daily receipts reach $500 or more. The treasurer will now conduct at least annual site visits to each department, and the visit may be unannounced. Separate people will be responsible for receiving cash and endorsing checks. Treasury staff will review cash receipts, and department employees will check cash drawers daily. In addition, a new speak-up policy is being developed for city employees who want to report suspicions of mishandling of funds anonymously. An independent hotline would exist to an outside firm. Clasby was fired last year after it was revealed that he had embezzled funds since 2019. Two Quincy police officers have been promoted. Officers Daniel Clark and Lauren Lambert were promoted to the rank of sergeant during a ceremony at Quincy City Hall yesterday. Clark joined the Quincy Police in 2012, following in the footsteps of his father, retired Lieutenant George Clark, and his mother, retired Quincy Police Traffic Supervisor Judy Clark. Daniel also served in the U.S. Marine Corps. And Lauren Lambert joined the department in 1998, following in her father's footsteps, retired Lieutenant William Curran, and her late uncle, retired Sergeant Richard Curran. South Shore YMCA President Paul Gorman is retiring. Gorman has announced he is retiring next January. Gorman became president of the Y in 2008 and says it's been a tremendous honor to lead the team and that the Y is in a very strong position. Gorman has promoted Trevor Williams to the position of president. Williams has been the chief operating officer at the Y since 2020. Gorman will remain on as CEO. Alexandra Mason has been promoted to vice president of human resources and Caitlin Safer to vice president of operations. Dan Berry will be vice president of operations at the Emelson branch of the Y in Hanover. Gorman says the executive board will work this year to find a new CEO. A former pediatrician from Norwell has been indicted on charges of raping children who saw him as patients. The Plymouth County DA's office says 68-year-old Richard Koff had been indicted on 9 counts of rape of a child with force and 8 counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. Prosecutors say Koff retired in 2022 after nearly 40 years of work as a pediatrician, most recently at South Shore Medical Center in Norwell, where he lives. He also saw patients at the South Shore Medical Office in Kingston. An investigation began last year after an anonymous person posted on a Facebook group that they believed they had been sexually assaulted during a checkup. Others advised that person to tell the Norwell police. Two victims reported incidents to police in Norwell, who sought charges against Kauf. Subsequently, over 36 individuals came forward to report similar experiences with Kauf. A grand jury indicted Kauf on charges involving 15 different victims over 23 years. Kauf has been released on $50,000 cash bail with conditions that he have no contact with the victims and stay away from the Norwell and Kingston facilities of South Shore Medical Center. He may also have no unsupervised contact with children under 16 or leave Massachusetts, and he must surrender his passport and his medical license. The state Supreme Court yesterday denying Karen Reed's bid to get two of three criminal charges that she faces in the January 2022 death of her Boston police officer boyfriend dropped. In a 35-page ruling, the state's highest court said the trial judge correctly denied the defendant's motion to dismiss and request for a post-trial jury inquiry. The case is remanded to the county court for entry of a judgment denying the defendant's petition for relief. During deliberations in Reed's first trial, the jury submitted three separate notes to Norfolk Superior Court Judge Beverly Canoni indicating a deadlock. However, the Supreme Court faulted the defense for not requesting further inquiry into the content of those notes. Reed's attorneys had argued that their client's double jeopardy protections were violated because several jurors who came forward after the mistrial indicated that Reed was found not guilty of the two charges in question. They had also argued that polling the jury would show the panel reached not guilty verdicts on the two charges and that they were only hung on Reed's manslaughter charge. Norfolk County DA's office had opposed Reed's bid to get the charges dropped, arguing that the judge was correct when she ruled all of Reed's charges should remain for her retrial. Reed's accused of hitting John O'Keefe, her boyfriend at the time, with her SUV on January 29, 2022, and leaving him to die after a night of drinking. The defense has sought to portray Reed as the victim, saying O'Keefe was actually killed inside the Albert family home in Canton and then dragged outside and left for dead. The retrial of Reed has been delayed until April. Well, the flu is surging around Massachusetts. Activity for the virus is designated as very high across the state, which is seeing the highest level of the illness since before the pandemic, according to the latest available data from the State Department of Public Health. And Massachusetts is not alone. Flu activity is high and increasing across the country, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. According to the CDC, there have been at least 24 million cases of the flu this season nationally, with 310,000 hospitalizations and 13,000 deaths. As of February 1st, more than 10% of patients heading to doctor's offices in Massachusetts were suffering from symptoms of the flu. That's up from the more typical surge of 5 or 6% during the height of past flu seasons. Hospitalizations are also up. 98 people in Massachusetts have died from the flu, with the season still underway. As of last week, 38% of state residents have gotten the flu vaccine. That is a lower rate than in the last four flu seasons. A Roxbury man has won $2 million on a scratch ticket. Vachel Younger is the first $2 million grand prize winner in the Massachusetts State Lottery's new $2 million Diamond Cash Word instant ticket game that went on sale on January 7th. He chose the cash option on his prize and received a one-time payment of $1.3 million before taxes. Younger plans to travel and purchase a new car with his winnings. He purchased his winning ticket at Shaw's on Pearl Street in Braintree. The store will get a $20,000 bonus for its sale of the ticket. The $2 million Diamond Cash Word instant ticket includes four more instant grand prizes of $2 million. The game's second chance drawings will include up to five drawings during the sales period of the game. In each of the second chance drawings, players will have the opportunity to win second chance prizes ranging from $100 to $10,000. A Quincy-based trust has claimed a $6.13 million jackpot, won from a Megabucks ticket sold in Rockland. Mega Stars Trust of Quincy claimed the $6.13 million jackpot prize from the Megabucks drawing on January 27th. The trust, represented by local attorney and trustee David Spillane, chose the cash option on the prize and received a one-time payment of $4.1 million before taxes. Spillane said the winner plans on putting the winnings toward their children's education. The winning ticket was purchased at Rockland Liquors on Market Street in Rockland. The store receives a $50,000 bonus for its sale of the ticket. A check of business news. This morning, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 123. The NASDAQ dropped 70. The S&P rose 2. Global stocks mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is up, and oil at $72 a barrel. In sports, Celtics are home tonight against San Antonio at 7. The National Weather Service forecast for today, cloudy, maybe a scattered snow shower, and a high of 33 degrees. For tonight, snow arrives late and continues overnight before changing over to sleet and eventually rain tomorrow with scattered showers. Maybe an inch or two of accumulation before the changeover, and a high tomorrow of 44. Sunshine returns on Friday. The high 30 degrees, and some light snow on Saturday afternoon with a high of 32. Well, the boater waves about a foot, northeast winds at 10 to 15, gusting to 20 knots, high tide 11:09 a.m. Sunrise 6:43, sets at 5:12. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, February 12th.